The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mark Fenner, the life coach, is with me in studio, and Katrina Redman, the consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner, is on the line to talk about joint bank accounts, which apparently they are dwindling. The death of the joint bank account, as youngsters say they are sexist, is what I read in the Mail today. Mark, are you surprised at all by that?
I'm not surprised, because I've seen this kind of trend over the last few years. The census was done, for example, in 23, and it said that its joint accounts are 23% less than they would have been 10 years previous. So it's kind of trending that way, particularly amongst Gen Zers. They say that's where they're seeing the biggest increase of, I'm not sharing, no separate accounts across the board. So not surprised, but the downside is the psychological fallout from this. The relationship statistics all kind of don't weigh in your favour, which is the thing that people aren't talking about, but probably should talk about, because statistics were done on people who have joint accounts are 23% less likely to separate. So there's a sense of unity and more considered happiness in the relationship.
You see, Gen Zers are not interested in unity because they've grown up being told they're all these beautiful individual flowers. It's the celebration of the individual. That's what this is, Mark.
This is what it's... Well, look, it's gone that way, but we'll see.
Centrism writ large.
You know, and it's interesting because when asking questions, people, the wording that was used was, I'm entitled to keep my money to myself. Why should I feel the need to share it? Was do you agree with this statement, yes or no? And Gen Zers were saying, yes, I agree. You know, that sense of I'm entitled to keep it. Let's not, you know, tarnish everyone with the same brush. But the downside is that it's a worrying problem, because it normally comes back to individualism in a relationship. It also comes back to control, and also comes back to trust, because the top three things that couples generally end up divorcing over are money number one, sex number two, and responsibility number three. And money is number one. We can't get away from that fact. So if you're not, and it's not to say that everyone has to follow the same rule or that it's guaranteed to work, it's not. But we must ask, why the need to have it separate? What's the motivation behind that? What's the why behind the what? And is it because you don't trust them? Is it because you feel you earn more and you shouldn't have to share? What's the reason? If you have an integral one, all well and good, but most likely it's generally seen as a distrustful thing.
Katrina Redmond, I mentioned with us as well. Katrina, what are the pros and cons to having the joint bank account from a money management point of view?
Well, I think, you know, when you're living together, having the joint bank account allows you both to take care of all of the bills and all of the household responsibilities out of the one account. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't have a separate personal account. And like those separate personal accounts, that has been a tradition going back many years. Many people in Dublin will be familiar with the NotGo, which is like your separate running away money for women, or your hidey hole money for men that is yours to spend. And it's very common for people to save off their own amount of money, or to keep a certain amount of their wages or their income to one side for whatever they want to do with it. If you've got a joint bank account, it allows you to take care of everything. And if you... both of you put your money into that joint bank account, it gives you this impression, or gives you that feeling of trust. And you know, you share everything equally between one another. If there's a disparity in income, then sometimes it can become an issue. But by the same token, when women get to child rearing age, that's when they're more likely to be based at home and their income will be less. So it's interesting that you're talking about Gen Z. An awful lot of them may not have reached childbearing age. So they may find that when they're in a relationship plus kids, plus having an income disparity, that joint account is actually something that is vital to progressing the relationship and taking care of all the household responsibilities.
That's fine. That mirrors exactly our experience, Mark, in our house. We both had our own joint account because there was no real need to merge it together once we had paid the rent and the electricity. But they were the only things, really. You know, you were cobbling together the shopping yourselves in bits and pieces over the week. But then when kids came along, suddenly there's big shared outgoings, 100%. Two big cost centers all of a sudden.
Yeah, and you know, and that doesn't diminish, that only increases college and so forth as it goes, as it progresses. And I think that the real, what it comes down to is, it's that sense of unity. And, you know, I like to go a little bit deep on things, and like to some degree, but when it's relevant, because what I will say is, when a couple is a united front like that, and they feel that, you know, mine is yours, yours is mine, and they're okay with that, there's a sense of psychological unity within that. There's a sense of teammanship.
And sorry, does the account, is it causation or correlation? Does the account help foster the sense of unity, or is the account a symptom of an already existing sense of unity?
The account helps foster it.
Okay.
Because at first it's like there's going to be a little bit of a growing pain, a little bit of a resistance. I put more in, they didn't. But then with that compromise and through time, then that becomes anesthetized. And it's like, this is okay now. You know, oh, you're a stay-at-home parent, I'm not. That's fine. We're one of the same team. Where this really comes into its own, this is the part that's kind of, I think, is quite interesting about the psychological fallout. As they progress through life and different challenges come towards them, whether it be in-laws or anything else, right? I'm not just saying that, but any challenges, health or whatever, the couples have been proven to be more united, standing together and more supportive of each other, those that had shared bank accounts. Now, we cannot dismiss that statistic. Mm. We cannot dismiss that. So there is a lot of, should we say, mental bonding, if we call it, when there's an adjoint account. I'm not saying it's the be-all, end-all. I'm not saying it, you know, strikes out, you'll always be together and happy ever after. I am not saying that, but statistics do weigh in your favour.
Hey, Katrina, there probably are generational issues here and life stage issues, as you say. Mm. I wonder as well, Katrina, have a lot of people availed of the Revolut account or an equivalent, just for ease of having that second account with a few quid to yourself? If that's really what the Gen Zers want, this idea of, well, it's my money and I want to be able to spend it without checking it with anyone or somebody looking over my shoulder. Again, I'm really asking you about my own experience where, you know, we kind of realize after a while, having everything in the joint meant you were always nearly checking with the other person. And if you wanted to buy a pair of runners, you just wanted to be able to kind of go and buy a pair. So eventually we just kind of developed our own Revolut accounts that had a few quid in it every month, Katrina. Would you say that's kind of a common experience?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think that the ease of transferring money between Revolut accounts or, you know, any other digital account plus a bank account means that it's easier for you to have, you know, a certain amount to one side for discretionary purchases. And I also think that it's a very healthy thing to do for you to have your own disposable income to be able to go out and say, you know, whatever it is, I fancy going out for a pint tonight. I fancy buying a bag of chips. I fancy picking up that book that I've always wanted to read without having to run it past your partner and say, is it okay if I spend the household money on it? So I always recommend to anybody who's entering into a joint account to have a set amount of income going out into Revolut or a separate savings pot that's yours to spend without feeling guilty about it. Even if it's just a fiver a week, it's a, you know, or maybe a tenner, coffees have gone up these days, but even if it's just something like a coffee that is away from the household and it's yours to spend and you to decide what you're going to spend it on. I think that's really vital.
The no joint account people will run into trouble eventually, says one listener. We sold our house and the funds had to go into an account in both of our names, as the house was in both of our names, so we had to open one. You don't need a joint account anymore, somebody says. You can just send money on Revolut every now and then as you need it. And this person, Mark, says Gen Z don't want to have anything like a traditional relationship, I don't think. Mm. How much do you suspect that might be feeding into it?
The goalposts have certainly changed and the viewpoints have definitely adjusted. They're not the same as it was. Not to say that what it was always ideal either. You know, we always grow, progress and move. But at the same time, yeah, some things have changed which are not good. You know, they're not serving well. I used to do relationship mediation and over the years I've seen how it's changed. The arguments are different and you're having bigger arguments.
In what way? What were the arguments a few years ago compared to today?
So joint account was a norm. You know, and there was a sense of we're in this together, et cetera, et cetera. Now the accounts is becoming a problematic very early on. As soon as they're married and it's like, well, hang on a minute, I want my own money to spend. There's a very, I'm going to say it's simple, but it's not always easy. The simple approach is a conversation. What are our financial goals? What do we agree on?
Yeah.
Let's set up accounts to accommodate that. And you know what? When the money comes into your account, that's fine, whatever else. There needs to be that sense of freedom as well. The worst thing is that the account is joint. I know you have someone who's maybe even narcissistic and there's control there. So that defeats the purpose. There needs to be a common goal, common ground, and should we say an understanding that, look, if you want to buy runners, I'm not going to tell you no. And let's not take it too serious. I think what I've seen the biggest change is money is taken more serious now. And it's almost like it's representative of my identity. That's what I'm seeing is like, you won't let me have my money. Well, then you don't support me. You're 1950s and blah, blah. And that's what I'm seeing now. And I'm like, well, money is a tool. It's not saying describes
and
you.
Why do you think that is?
That status. Money.
Okay.
So when you look at like, I'm not going to blame social media, but it does play a part, you know, status, image, you know, equity, collateral, all
these
things.
Things we value have changed.
The things we value, we want to be, they're part of how we see ourselves and part of how we want the world to view us. So now they're more important because years ago, if you had a nice car, no one knew. But now if you have social media, some people will be sharing everything they have and, you know, it's glitz and glam and it's bells and whistles. Not everything that glitters is gold. But what I will say is that sometimes, or now more in the younger generation, the image is more important than ever before, and money is attached to that.
They are the worst, aren't they, Gen Z?
I'm not going to say that. I think Gen Zs are great.
Kieran, if one person in the couple dies, the other won't have access to a non-joint account. Worth remembering, says Rose. Rose, fair point. I'm 50, 21 years married. We've never had a joint account. I always paid the bills and my wife looked after the fun stuff. My wife stayed at home for 8 years and she now looks after the savings as well. And we're still mad about each other. Mm. That's good to hear.
It can work, absolutely.
Mark, thanks a million for coming in to us. Mark Fennell, the life coach, Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.